Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillah. Elhamdülillah. Nesta'inuhu ve nestağfiruhu. Ve na'ûzu billahi min şurûri enfusina ve min seyyiâti a'mâlinâ. Men yehdihillahu fela mudille lehu ve men yudlilhu fela hâdiye lehu. Ve neşhedü en lâ ilâhe illallah vahdehu lâ şerîke lehu. ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في قرآن مجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. وقال عيسى: ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه: قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله، وأفضل الدعاء الحمد لله، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman. We praise Allah jalla majdahu for blessing us with Islam, and we praise Allah Ta'ala for making us from the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. Shariat is very easy and simple. Last week, Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate, we started speaking about the five aspects. If anybody requires for self-reformation, for self-discipline, for self-change, then we stated a person should have five aspects or five qualities. One is shukr, the other is zikr, the third is dua, and the fourth is tawbah, and the fifth is to respect the symbols of Allah Ta'ala. If any individual wants to progress spiritually, then these five things the person should worry about. Shukr, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And we should appreciate time before we have no time, life before we have no life, wealth before we have no wealth, opportunity before we have no opportunity, able to serve the deed before we have no opportunity to serve the deed, to see before we cannot see, that means see the right thing, to hear before we cannot hear, that means hear the right thing, to speak before we cannot speak, that means say the right thing, to use everything which Allah has given us for the right thing, to be appreciative, to be grateful, to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua. Remember clearly, it is stated in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one of the times where dua is accepted is after farz salat. So if we are regular in salat, we'll have that opportunity. And every time the salat terminates, the farz salat, then dua is accepted. So we should avail of the opportunity, take advantage of the situation. When it is stated dua is accepted, at that time we should be making dua. I make dua for everything. No matter how insignificant we think of it, make dua. Tawbah, repent. Repent for everything. And start repenting for the minor sins. Otherwise, we take the minor sins for granted and start involving ourselves in major sins. So, when we focus on the minor things too, then seek repentance, make istighfar, make tawbah, and come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is waiting. Then respect the symbols of Islam. Basically what we are going to be respecting is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kaabatullah, Kitabullah, and Salah. As explained to you, all these are the main headings. By talking about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will respect all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. By talking of the Kaaba, we will respect all the Masajid. By talking of Kitabullah, we will respect all the Ahadith and religious daily literature. And Salat, will respect all Ibadah. Then we spoke about Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under every condition, under all conditions. If you look at the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there it is filled with zikr. Salat, which is the most important ibadat of Allah, from start to end, there is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at Hajj, it is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Hajj is being performed. Aiding the poor and the needy, the destitute and the wayfarer, and the orphan and the widow, and the one in debt, and the one who is in dire straits, that in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will do that. While fasting, the person will not do anything wrong, even when it is hot, hot, hot. He's alone in the house, and the fridge is there, ice cold water is present. He will not break his fast. He knows Allah is watching me. Allah is present. And he will remember Allah. So while fasting, the person is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has classified the person who remembers Allah as a person who is alive, and the person who is not remembering Allah as a person who is dead. Briefly, I would like to mention that one is the zikr to earn Jannah, and one is the zikr of the ghuraba, the poor, and one is zikr of Fatimi, which you and I call Tasbih Fatimi. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has stated that if you want entry into Jannah, then you should do the following. After every salah, to read 10 times Subhanallah, 10 times Alhamdulillah, 10 times Allahu Akbar. Now it comes in Nurul Iza, which is a standard Hanafi jurisprudence textbook studied by all the ulama all over the world. We translated it, you got it in Talimuddin. There it is written clearly that after the first salah, one should say Astaghfirullah 3 times. Then read Subhanallah 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, Allahu Akbar 10 times. Then Ayatul Kursi. Then the Mu'awwidhatayn, the last two surahs, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas, once. And then some dua. After that, read 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Allah Subhanallah, 33 times Allahu Akbar. According to one narration, 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Mawlana Ashraf al-Thazi rahimahullah says that that person who reads 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, after every salah, that is the first salah, then his du'as will become accepted for the mankind, for entire mankind. And this is one of the ethics of dua also, that when you make dua for the whole world, for yourself and the whole world. Don't not be selfish. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that this is very difficult to do. You try it, it is very difficult. After Farz Salah to say Subhanallah 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, Allahu Akbar 10 times. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because there is a shaitan deputized to keep you busy in Salat and outside Salat also, and makes you forget this. Although it sounds very easy to say 10 times Subhanallah, 10 times Alhamdulillah, 10 times Allahu Akbar after Salah, but in order to get Jannah it has to be done regularly, but inevitably person forgets. Then we got the Tasbih Ghuraba. The Muhajirin came to Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, the wealthy amongst us, that is the other Sahaba who are wealthy, the wealthy amongst us are preceding us in sawab, in reward. They give charity and they free slaves, and we do not have the financial power to do that. So they are superseding us, they are preceding us in reward. See what their focus was, and today what is my focus, your focus. And this is part of gratification, that when you want to compete, compete in reward. Don't compete in money, monetary. Don't compete in fashion. My house, my car, my clothing, designer, all this chakkar, don't go into that. My bank balance and my fancy outlook in life. But worry about how much salat, how much zakat, how much hajj and umrah, how much aid we are doing. So sahaba were worried. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that after Fajr salah and after Asr salah, now you come to realize why you sit after Fajr and Asr too. Because you sit and you read the tasbih, this is the reason why you read it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that after the Fajr and after the Asr, read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Allahu Akbar. The narration 34 times Allahu Akbar. So the Sahaba began to sit up in the Masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is better than freeing four slaves. And he mentioned the reward of charity when we do that. Unfortunately, we do it. We do not know why we do it. Now at least, inshallah, you should be knowing why you're doing it. So they were doing it. So the other Sahaba, general pattern was after the Farz Salat, they make the dua and go away. So the other Sahaba see, why is certain Sahaba sitting there after Fajr? Why is he sitting after Asr? So inevitably the information leaked out. And that is good information leaking out. These days, unfortunately, something happens in your locality, something happens at one end of the street, by the time it reaches the other end of the street, with all the masala attached to it, what happens, Allah Ta'ala, have mercy on this nation. Like it reminds you when you're sitting in Mina and you're in Hajj, then you sit in one camp and you by the bush telegram, you can make out what's happening in the other camp, what they're eating and what's going on there. Our pastime is this, I think. Gossiping, slandering, passing tales, passing information, wrong, right, just passing. No clarification, just passing. No investigation, just passing. Send the information, as long as, and the more juicy the information, then send it more. Control all the time. So, this information leaked. Other Sahaba, everybody began to sit now. The poor Sahaba began to sit, and the rich Sahaba began to sit. So the poor Sahaba went to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, now everybody is sitting now. And now they are giving charity, they are freeing slaves, plus they are doing what you told us to do. تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کہتے ہیں the diet which has been written as the sawab that they are getting, they will get the sawab. So this tasbihat we should be regularly doing, and now we should know why we are doing it. Tasbih Fatimi is famous, but how it came about, how we should do it. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she came to know that there were some young slaves came. So she made mashwara with her husband, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that she should go to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and request for an attendant. Because she said that she is grinding the flour. And because she is grinding the flour, her hands are now becoming scarred. And her hands are now aching and paining. And she is drawing the water and carrying the water with the mashkiza, with the leather bag, with the leather water bag. As a result, her chest is becoming scarred. And she is tending, she is sweeping the floors. And because she is sweeping the floors, her clothing are becoming soiled, meaning dusty. Now can you imagine the beloved daughter of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she is doing this. She is kneading the flour, she is grinding the flour, and she is sweeping the floor, and she is stirring the water. And because of all this, she is getting aches and pains, and she is getting scarred, and she is getting injured in the health, and her clothing are becoming soiled. What our women folk are doing today, with all the equipment available, with all the electronic equipment available, and with everything available, and what we are doing ourselves to, are we helping, are we aiding, are we supporting, or we are slaving? In our society, you will get certain households that the husband does not want to employ an attendant, although he is stinky, filthy, rich, he does not want to get an attendant. And he wants his wife and daughters to sweat and slog. That is wrong. And on the other hand, the other extreme is also wrong, where you don't want them to do anything. Islam wants us to come to the center, and Islam wants us to be moderate. So she went to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now those who have been to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who have been to Madinatul Munawwara, you have seen that. And those who have not been, Allah Ta'ala make it possible that everybody goes. At least inshallah for Umrah, these days Hajj is becoming so expensive and so ridiculous that one person pays 6,000 rand in the current time I'm talking about, with a business visa, he pays 6,000 rand, and when you're going for Hajj, you pay on the same flight 18,000 rand. Same flight, same destination, same departure, same aircraft. What do you think, the person paying 6,000 rand is sitting on the wings or something? This is the catastrophical commercial racket that is being run. Allah Ta'ala gives hidayah to everybody. And who complains about it? No one complains about it. You should be voicing this thing on the air, on the newspaper, catching the collars of certain people and telling them what is happening here. Then they say, no, only the wealthy must go for Hajj. Why is that? Why that attitude? When you move the curve post from 6,000 rand to 18,000 rand, 12,000 rand if you remove from the current Hajj budget, then how many hundreds would be able to go? At 6,000 rand, the fellow body is still making profit. Respected elders, Hazrat Fatima's house is right near Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If she come out of the house, take one left turn, she's in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not more than 10 paces, she's inside Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house. She goes there and she finds her father, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking to other Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala majmain. She passes there quickly, she goes to the next room. My Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala adha is there. She goes and sits down. And she's waiting when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to finish, so she can present her case that she wants to attend. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala adha asked, why you came? She said, I got some needs, I got some requisites. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is busy now. Inshallah, I'll come back later. So she went back home. How many set paces? In house. He's back in the house. After a while, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that Fatima came and she saw you busy, that she went away. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to visit his son-in-law, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and to visit his daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he came inside and he said, that is between them, obviously their wives are sleeping on the floor. To eat sitting on the floor is sunnah. To sleep on the floor is not sunnah. So he sat and the daughter one side, son-in-law one side, he asked, what, why you came? What was the problem? What's the difficulty? Hazrat Fatima was too shy to speak. So Hazrat Ali said that Hazrat Fatima, because she is grinding the flour and she is carrying the water, drawing and carrying the water, and she is sweeping the floor, her clothing is becoming soiled and dusty, her hand is paining, her chest is becoming scarred. So there are some prisoners of war have come, that if we can get one attendant, we'll be happy. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those have been earmarked for the participants of Badr. They have been given preference over you. He is giving other people preference. This is the rule of the time, the king of the time, the statement of the time. That today what it is, when I'm in power I eat. When I'm in higher power I eat more. When I'm in right top power, higher I go, the more I eat. And more of my relatives and my friends was he. Yeah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling his daughter, she was a very rescue, he said, no, bugger me. Those who took part in bugger, they're getting there. For you, shall I not say, show you something that is better? He said, what is better? He said, read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Allahu Akbar, before retiring to bed. Blow on your hands, he told Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, blow on your hands and pass it over your wife. Literally what it means that he must blow, he must blow and pass it over his wife, and she must read and pass it over him. That is the original method. Now we say, just read it for ourselves, that individually we can read it. That would be also classified as the Tasbih Fatimi. Ibn Taymiyyah says that by reading Tasbih Fatimi, a lot of strength is gathered. Hafiz Ibn Hajar Rahmatullah Alayhi says that by reading Tasbih Fatimi before retiring to bed, it is proven that a person's stamina would increase. That means it is good. There will be barakah, blessing. Following of Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, yes, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who says that from the time Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me this, that I never left it out. Even in the battle of Khaybar, when it was so difficult, there too I did not leave out reciting this tasbihat. So we should be reading it and getting benefit. Remember, zikr is a polish of the heart. As the more a person makes zikr, the more he cleanses his heart. Now when the heart is clean and the heart is shining like a mirror, then remember something. People these days, they say, the ulama are quoting Quran, the ulama are quoting ahadith, the ulama are quoting sunnah, statements of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. People, they do not react. There is no reformation. There is no change. Why no change? Understand why no change. And we can move towards change. See, when the heart is clean, the heart is shining, and the heart is like a mirror, Why? Because of zikr, remembrance of Allah. Then what will happen? The Quran is light. The Quran is nur. The Quran is celestial light. The Quran and hadith and sunnah is light, is nur. Now when the heart is blessed and the Quran, the light is falling on the heart, no effect on the heart. Hadith is falling on the heart, no effect on the heart. Sunnah is falling on the heart, no effect on the heart. But when you make the zikr of Allah, remember Allah, with every form and any form of zikr, then when the Quran is shining, then the Quranic ayat, when the heart is shining and the Quranic ayat falls on it, then it will reflect. How it will reflect? Will act on it. Sunnah will fall on the shining heart. How it will reflect? Will act on it. The hadith will fall on the heart. How will it reflect? Will act on it. So every method should be made for self-reformation, for self-discipline. How? By the five-point formula that we have mentioned, that you make zikr of Allah, make shukr of Allah, make tawbah to Allah, make dua to Allah, and respect and honor and hold in dignity the symbols of Allah, that is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salat, Kaabatullah, Kitabullah. May Allah Ta'ala grant the ability to act upon this deen and make us pious and righteous. Alhamdulillah, this Sunday at 11 a.m. there will be a official opening and foundation laying ceremony of a musalla in Watville. So your presence and support is definitely required there. There are leaflets being circulated also for other details outside. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر.